I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, a Let's Get to Know, and we are doing it with one of the first outlying schools from Melcher Dallas, Addie Wadley, a senior this year. Addie, I know you pretty well because I see you at church a lot. I see you here at Melcher Dallas, but let's kind of get to know you a little bit better. How's that?
All right, sounds good.
All right, pregame ritual. What's pregame for you, you know, when you get to the, you know, school, locker room, out on the floor?
Yeah, so home games have been different this year, but since being at home, I get here, I get dressed, I put my Lucky Gum in, the Sweet Mint Orbit brand. I don't know, I just come out here and I like to show up a little early and shoot a few shots just before warm-ups just to get my arms warmed up and everything, and we just get going, so.
And with a new gymnasium, is it something you kind of have to maybe eyeball a little bit? Okay, you know, what's the lighting, what's, you know, everything?
Yeah, it was definitely an adjustment kind of thing, just because obviously our gym looks different than other ones that we've played in, so just getting used to this, and it's still going to take some time, but luckily I was fortunate enough to be in here over the summer and figure some things out, all the logistics, so it's going pretty well, I think.
You mentioned Lucky Gum. Now, what was the Lucky Gum again?
It's the sweet mint flavor from the Orbit brand. Always my favorite.
All right. And, you know, just one piece? Or are you one of those that have to get multiple pieces in?
I do one piece, and I, like, chomp it hardcore because I get really stressed out. Often I will swallow it on accident and have to put another one in. That happens way more often than it should.
You know, they say a piece of gum takes 7 years to digest.
I know. That's kind of scary because it's going to be there for a while.
Okay. Do you have a warm-up song that you listen to?
I love anything Taylor Swift. My favorite, like, of her hype songs is Ready For It. But just whatever's on our playlist. I don't really listen to too much music before. I just kind of like to, I guess, sit in my own thoughts, which might not be a great thing, but it's just what I do.
So are you a Swiftie?
Oh, yes, 100%. All Taylor Swift.
All right. Favorite class in school?
I would have to – English pretty much my whole life, but now I really like personal finance.
Okay, let's go to opposing places you played in. What is an opposing place that you may have had a good game or maybe you just like to go to because you know you're comfortable there?
My favorite away game has been at Orient Maxburg, which is the furthest drive. But sophomore year, I had like the best game of my career there. So, and we've only played at Orient once, and so the only memory that I have there is my one really good game. We won by a lot, and it was great. So, definitely positive memories there. But I really like to play in Pleasant Village Gym. That's really comfortable for me, just because like all through like youth basketball and stuff, I was also there. And I really like Mormon Trail's new gym too. I think probably because we won conference there, but it feels comfortable too.
And, you know, do you have a TV show or YouTube channel you like to watch?
My favorite TV show right now is Gossip Girl, but my all-time favorite is definitely Grey's Anatomy.
And favorite holiday?
Christmas, but I often say that my favorite holiday is Black Friday. I love shopping. I don't know if that really counts, but it kind of leads up to Christmas, so.
So have you bought all your Christmas, done all your Christmas shopping?
Yeah, I'm 100% done. I did everything on Black Friday. It was great.
All right. What other high school sports and activities are you a part of?
I've done cross country, track, and golf, and other kind of activities. I'm on the Marion County Youth Volunteer Board, Student Council, and I've done FBLA.
Best high school sports memory?
Oh, that's a tough one. I would have to say one of my favorite memories was last year winning the conference championship and getting that trophy. The game where I scored my 1,000th point was really memorable. I had all my family there. It was a great crowd of people. And although we lost that game, I always will have that memory. It was the last game of the season, so lots of good things came from that. But, oh, my gosh, I could name so many things.
When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up, and has it changed since then?
I wanted to be a doctor for a while, but since freshman year, I've known exactly what I want to do, study marketing at Iowa, which is what I'm doing next fall. So I just kind of, I don't know, I changed my mind. My love for shopping and advertising kind of took over, and I'm not really a science girl, so the medical field was no longer an interest for me.
Any siblings, and how well do you get along with them?
I have four brothers, and we get along really well. They always come to my games. They're super supportive. I have three older and one younger. My little brother's just my best supporter. He's so cute, running around everywhere, and he wants to be just like me playing basketball. So, yeah.
How old are your older and younger brothers?
My brothers are 32, 30, and 28, and then my younger brother is 8.
So there's a wide difference between each of them.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, huge difference.
All right, I think you've already mentioned it, but Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Actually, I grew up a Cyclone fan, like hardcore. Now I don't really have a preference because I am going to Iowa. I'm going to live in Iowa City and everything. But I do like both teams, so.
Yeah, your favorite pro sports team, or do you watch pro sports?
Yeah, I would have to say probably football. My family are Kansas City Chiefs fans, so I've just kind of fallen into that. But I don't really, football is not really my thing. Pro basketball is, I don't really have a favorite team. I'll watch it if it's on, but I don't really have a favorite.
What app on your phone do you use the most?
Probably TikTok or Instagram.
Go-to midnight snack, or maybe just a snack that, you've got the hunger pains, in the evening.
Crave cereal.
Crave cereal. Okay, explain that.
It's just, I don't know what it is about it. The chocolate on the inside, it's just like kind of like a wafer kind of thing, and I don't know. It's just, the milk softens it up. It's perfect for any time. I'll eat it for dinner.
All right, some pretty deep questions here. If you could snap your fingers and make one thing better in the world, what would it be?
Gosh, probably just like crime and violence, like just make that go away, make things be more peaceful.
And if you could have anything in the world, if you just say I want this and it magically appears, what would it be?
Everyone I love to be healthy forever.
And speaking of health, you had a little health issue earlier and you're past that, and I was, would talk to you about it. You were kind of concerned, last year.
Yeah, over this past year, I've definitely had to make massive life changes. Things have had to become very different. I think it's definitely changed me as a person and shaped who I am. And I'm still trying to adjust to, like, be that type of person. Obviously, things have been really different. But I think it's definitely just, it's just life. They just teach you things, you learn lessons, and I've just had to learn how to adjust and how to take care of myself better, so yeah.
And, you got through that, and you pushed through.
Yeah, definitely. It was and I'm fortunate enough not to have to experience too many hard things, but it's definitely one of the hardest things that I've had to go through, and I just feel so fortunate to be, obviously every day is kind of a fight, but I feel really fortunate to have come out on the other side and be in a good position now.
Top thing on your bucket list?
Honestly, New York at Christmas time. Yes. I was going to say a hole-in-one. I'm not a huge golfer, but I think it would be so – I golf sometimes, but I think it would be so cool to just, like, be able to say that you made a hole-in-one. So that is on my bucket list. But New York at Christmas is number one.
All right. What famous sports figure, and they could be living or not, would you want to spend the day with or hang out with?
I would have to say – I don't know if she's super famous, but growing up, I was a huge fan of Ellie Ruffridge. She played at Pocahontas area. I watched her religiously, and then also when she played at Missouri State. And I've been lucky enough to meet her. I've done some practices with her. But I would totally spend the day with her if I could.
What was that like, meeting her? Were you all like fangirl or,
I made my dad drive me all the way to Pocahontas, Iowa to do a one-on-one skill session with her. She was doing them one of the summers between college when she was back home. But yeah, my dad drove me all the way to Pocahontas and I got to train with her, and it was so amazing. I just looked up to her for so long, and I got to actually play basketball with her, and now I see her at the state tournament, and I'm just so happy that I finally got to do that.
Okay, you said you were a shopper, so if I gave you a pile of money and said, go to your favorite place and buy whatever you want, where would it be?
I love to get clothes from Lululemon. They have all my favorite clothes, but my favorite store is Target, just because they have everything. I could get whatever I wanted there.
And if you could play another sport that you never have tried, what would it be?
I always say that I think tennis would be so fun, and I really wish we had tennis because just so fun to like run and hit the ball. But I also think soccer would be fun because we don't have soccer here, and I just think, I'm like, what if I would have tried that?
Annie Wadley, this was fun. Thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, this was fun. Thanks.